The first major landmark during the Sfira is Shmi Shel Pesach. And we have to understand, you know, the first day of Pesach is not part of the Sfira, right? But the rest of Pesach is, particularly Shvi Shel Pesach, you know, which is also the Yom Tov of Pesach, but that's in the Sfira. Just the first day of Pesach isn't. We have to understand what's different about Shvi Shel Pesach from the first day of Pesach. That the first day cannot be a part of the Sfira, and this, you know, the rest of Pesach, you know, including the seventh day, can be, even though it's all the same holiday. Right. So, to understand, we mentioned before, you know, Seder night is a jump. We mentioned this in our Gada Yomi series a few times, that on Seder night, we're catapulted to a higher order, and that's, you know, Leil HaSeder, the night of the order. We jump from one order, the order of, which we call Chometz, the order of regular time and space, which is what Chometz is. It's all about, it takes its time, and it swells, it takes up space. We go from regular space-time to the divine order that's ushered in with the Seder night. So it's a jump, right, from one order to a different order, and that's why Man Nishtana Laz, this night is different. This night departs from all other nights. It's on a different track than all other nights. But after that, after being catapulted to that higher level, we have to go back to regular space-time, right, because our body is from regular space-time. Our body, you know, comes from the same world order that Chometz is from, and we have to go back to regular space-time for the sake of elevating our bodies also. Our bodies have to be raised up. They have to be educated and conditioned to be on par with the soul. Right? The way we are Seder night is that the body is pushed to a level that it has not yet reached by its own efforts, a level that it's not yet educated to be in, and therefore it's not something that could endure. So we have to go back and we have to build up elevating the body, and that's through mitzvahs and through counting mitzvahs in general and counting the Omer in particular, for ways that we explained in our first session in this series, right, that the body has to be raised up to live by the same order as the soul. So being catapulted there, the body will never be conditioned, right? So we have to go back and raise the body up. But still, during the days of Pesach, right, to, you know, as it were, purify the body, to fortify the body is the better word, to fortify the body against the Yetzirah, to prepare it for its ongoing struggle with the Yetzirah. So it's not enough just Seder night. We have to be without Chometz for 7 days. And this is what you know, the Zohar says, and Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem, that 7 days without Chometz is the right diet for a body. It's not the natural diet. It's like I say, a diet, and I mean that literally. A diet is not something you should be on for the rest of your life. The diet is, you know, something that you do for a certain amount of time to realign the body or get to the desired weight. But after that, you have to eat normally. The body's on a special diet of matzah for 7 days because the body has to be fortified, you know, with its, you know, being detached from chametz, which is a certain level of detachment from the Yetzirah, to build up its reserves to combat the Yetzirah. But the body was created for the purpose of battling the Yetzirah. The body must go back to chametz because that's the body's mission. The body has to combat the Yetzirah and defeat the Yetzirah, and that's how the body becomes elevated. But first we fortify the body with 7 days worth of not having chametz. So it's all called, you know, the days of Pesach, because it's all, you know, we're outside of chametz, but still there's a difference between the first night of Pesach and the other 6 days. Even though it's all time of being off of chametz, but on the first night of Pesach, we're totally in a different type of space and time. Whereas after, you know, the Leil HaSeder, we're called that we're in space-time, we're in normal time and space, We're just abstaining from chametz. That's the critical difference between Seder night and the rest of days of Pesach. Seder night is its own order, an order onto its own. Leil HaSeder, it's a whole order onto its own that night. It's Nishtana Laila Zeh, this night is different from all the nights. This night stands alone from all the nights, including from the other nights of Pesach. Nishtana Laila Zeh Mikol Leilos, this night is different from all the nights, including the next six nights of Pesach. This night is alone. It's its own time space. That's Seder night. Right? It's its own order. Right? The rest of the days of Pesach, you're in space-time, but you're still abstaining from chametz to further fortify our stance, you know, our ability to stand against the Yetzer Hara. But you're in space-time. And that's why, from after the first day of Pesach, we count the Omer. The Omer starts because we're back in normal time and space, and we're already begin the process of building up towards Shavuos, which is building up means elevating the body, which is in time and space, elevating it step after step, adding day to day, to be ready to condition the body to receive the Torah. Now, Shvi'i Shel Pesach is a major landmark in this development. On Shvi'i Shel Pesach, as we've spoken in a few different occasions, in our Chumash Yoreim and in our Haggadah Yomi, that on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, when the water split, God revealed the concept that there is a precondition with nature to be subservient to the miraculous order. There's a precondition with the natural order. At the time when God created the natural order, Chazal said it was a precondition made with it that it should be subservient to miracles. If and when miracles have to happen, nature will give way to miracles. Right? And that was revealed on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. The miracles in Egypt, like we said already a few times, they look like strange freaks that are exceptions to the rule. Right? But come Shvi'i Shel Pesach, God reveals how, you know, miracles aren't exceptions to the rules of nature. Miracles actually are the real order. They actually are the real order. And nature is subservient to miracles. You know, the world is allowed to run naturally so long as it's in line with the divine plan. And the minute that nature departs from the divine plan, nature gives way to miracles. So the divine plan is that should be a Jewish people. All right, and if nature now contradicts that because Jewish people will drown, so nature gives way so that the sea should part. And we mentioned already many times that's represented, you know, by Kriyas Yamsuf. They saw the hand as opposed to the finger. Right? The miracles in Egypt are called fingers, and the miracle of the part of the Red Sea is a hand, because in Egypt the miracles look like exceptions. They look like details that depart from rules. That's what miracles look like. From Kriyas Yamsuf and onwards, you see that miracles and nature are actually not contradictory. They actually are in sync with each other, and they work in sync. That so long as nature agrees with miracles, so nature functions. The minute that there's a conflict between nature and what God wants, which is where miracles come from, that realm of divine will, so immediately then nature, by its own volition, voluntarily, gives way to miracles. That's what's revealed on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. That has an effect on our body also. Our body is, you know, from the realm of nature. On Shvi'i Shel Pesach, God reveals, you should know, there's not a real conflict between nature and miracles. It's only in the eyes of the observer, it's in the eyes of the secular scientist, that there's a conflict between nature and miracle, but really there's no conflict whatsoever. It's all one master plan. Certain parts of the plan are called miracles, certain parts of the plan are called nature, and nature functions strong and hard, and seems like iron hard rules, so long as nature is running things in a manner that's in perfect sync with divine will. The minute that not, then nature voluntarily folds up for miracles to take over. So if that's what God revealed in the cosmos, that also for sure has an effect on our body, that our body is from the realm of nature, and we learn from Shvi'i Shel Pesach, already, we've only been counting the Omer for 6 days, but already after 6 days of counting the Omer, we merit to see. Right? God shows us, you should know, it's not an impossible task to bridge the body, which is from the natural order, with the soul, which is from the supernatural order, which is from the order of miracles. It's not impossible. There's already a precondition with nature that should be subservient to miracles, give way to miracles. So also that's in the body also. The body is already has programming to give way to the soul. The body will only function as a body so long as it doesn't contradict the soul. And the minute that there is some type of contradiction, the body itself is programmed to give way to the soul, give in to the soul, to follow the soul. That's the major landmark that we already achieve after only 6 days of counting. God shows us that what's ahead of you is not an impossible task. There's already a precondition with everything that's called natural, including our own bodies, to give way to the supernatural. And already on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we could feel that it's not an impossible task to make it to Shavuos. We'll make it. The body is programmed to cooperate and give way and be subservient to the soul, which is from the order of miracles.